Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Or Bible.
Bears fans, this is where you want to be to get ready for Game 1 versus the Falcons. Featuring Bears reports live from the practice field, breaking Bears news, and in-depth analysis with our team of Bears experts. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back. Bring your family out to a game this season. Family plans start at $89 and are on sale at NUSports.com. Despite dropping three straight this week, the Cubs managed to pick up ground on St. Louis and Milwaukee, heading into the weekend with a five-game lead in the NL Central. Northsiders open a series with the Brewers tonight at Wrigley Field. Cubs president Theo Epstein was on with Bernstein and Goff, and he acknowledged this season hasn't always been ideal.
I kind of like where we are. You know, we are fortunate to be in a division where no one has run away with it. And we've overcome some things this year. It hasn't been perfect. It's been frustrating at times for a lot of different reasons, and our guys have experienced that.
Rare Friday night game at Wrigley tonight. John Lackey takes the mound to face the Brewers' Jimmy Nelson. Pre-game with Mark Grody starts at 6:30 here on The Score. White Sox looking to bounce back after being swept at home by Cleveland, who now have a 15-game win streak. Southsiders welcome the Giants to Guaranteed Right Field tonight. Lucas Giolito making its fourth start on the year. Matt Moore on the mound for San Francisco. First pitch at 7:10 from the south side. In football, the Bears are getting set to open their season at Soldier Field on Sunday against Atlanta. Kyle Long, Pernell McPhee, and wide receiver Marcus Wheaton are all questionable for that game. Cornerback Prince Amukamara is doubtful. Head coach John Fox also says McPhee will be on what he called a pitch count on Sunday. In the NBA, the Bulls announced Cameron Payne has had successful surgery on his foot. He'll be out 3 to 4 months. Team also announcing their training camp today. They'll open camp on September 25th. And they'll play the first of six preseason games on October 3rd in New Orleans. This scoreboard update is brought to you by TuneIn. Take the score with you wherever you go. Download the TuneIn app today. Cubs pregame is presented by BBVA Compass. Tune into the BBVA Compass pregame show before every game. Hashtag live bright. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the home for the Built Ford Tough Bears Monday, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley breaking down the Bears-Falcons game and continuing with coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score on 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And now it's all over.
Hey, Julie, thank you. Julie DeCaro had our updates, as did Joe Ostrowski, and Joe took part, as he always will, in our picks segment on Fridays during the football season. Thank you to our celebrity picker, Dave Koechner. Whammy! Thank you to Hub Arkish, who was on the show today. Rich Campbell was on the show, as he always is on a Friday, as was Jonah Carey, talking to baseball and the long winning streaks and kind of a losing one that's going on in L.A. Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp, great job, guys. Thank you for a wonderful week. Ray Diaz does good work. Brian Gersh does a video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. On Monday, we will do post-game with Jim Miller and James Big Cat Williams and Jarrell Freeman. The Bears linebacker Jarrell Freeman will join us for the first of his weekly appearances on the Spiegel and Parkins Show.
Bernstein and Rosner in studio. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
If I fall asleep in the middle of a show and you just hear Barry, it's because I did a Culinary Kitchen thing with Danny Grant at Maple and Ash. And I never eat like that before a show.
No, you eat like, you eat at like 11 o'clock at night. You eat like, I believe you usually just pour a giant pint of heavy cream down your throat.
Or gravy. Yeah, that kind of thing. But
have you ever watched him eat? Because it's not a pleasant thing to witness.
Camera. It's, like, they had me taking a bite of this double cheeseburger, and I felt like Guy Fieri, you know, just like sort of hunched over this thing as all this meat juice is squirting out everywhere.
That's the trendiest shirt I've ever seen you wear, too, by the way. Like the folded up collar looks like you're going to a club in Vegas.
Yeah, that's me, Mr. Yeah, club in Vegas, I know, that's what I'm right? saying.
Well, he eats always like it's his last meal ever.
Really?
Yes. Not before the show, though. Before the show, it's like a handful of mixed nuts yar and some watermelon or something. But oh my God, he calls the thing a bratwurst, where it's not, it's pork and veal and the fat from a foie gras terrine.
This is the point where I don't know anything he's talking about.
They call it liquid gold. It's literally just goose liver fat. Mm. And then they boil this in seasoned whole milk with like rose water in it. And then he griddles it, and it's just, oh my God. There's a little nutmeg in it.
You know what? The Chex Mix I had from the vending machine was pretty good. It's pretty good. Like it was, like a surprise.
I would have liked to have been included in the email that this was happening.
I'm so sleepy.
I would have had a burger during the show.
Yeah, they gave out burgers to everybody. They did an Oprah thing at the end with the entire studio
audience. You get a burger, and you get a burger. Yep. And it had been under their chairs the entire time.
It was a huge twist. I didn't see it coming. So Jay's in Michigan, huh?
Yeah, he's going to fulfill the bucket list thing and go to the big house and see in a game he's always wanted to. So good for him. So I got to deal with Rosner. That's fine. That's all good.
Why? Yeah, we're both looking forward to it.
Yeah, Barry's been to the big house. Barry spent 10 to 12 years in the big house, right? For racketeering,
we don't talk about it anymore.
I'm sorry. Just
leave that right there, Spiegel.
I'm trying to figure out why I don't dislike the Patriots. I don't love the Patriots. I don't feel strongly about them, unlike most people, because they're probably the most polarizing single team in all of the major sports right now. But I'm still happy they lost.
Oh, I was thrilled they lost.
I really am. And I don't really care about their fortunes, but something... maybe it's taking out the whole "will they go undefeated" thing and just making sure that that's off the table. But there was just something very satisfying about them not being unable to control anything that was going on when they wanted to.
Well, we don't. There's not a lot of big time dynasties that have lasted as long as this. It really ever, and certainly Spurs, not even in sports. Right? Well, yeah, Spurs, but that's you know, when we were kids.
The
Yankees, like, you pushed against like certain
Steelers and Cowboys
iconic franchise, whether it's Yankees or whether it was the Lakers or Duke for a long time still has that, you know. But these Patriots have been dominant for so long.
I think it's just the fun of watching some of the fall. Like, I called it the humbling. They're supposed to be undefeated. Brady's perfect. Belichick's perfect. The home crowd, the pregame ceremony.
Is that they're doing, though, or the media's doing that presents that to you to the point where you're disgusted by it, sick of it, and you find yourself, as Dan just said, pleased by it.
But it's not
them. They're not the ones who are portraying this.
Well, I mean, they put 28-3 up on the scoreboard before the game. Well,
they're allowed to do that. But I mean,
of course.
But they're not the ones saying we're going to go undefeated. They're not the ones saying. Tom Brady doesn't walk around saying I'm the greatest who ever lived. He's just sick. I mean, he just wants to play forever and win forever.
I
have great admiration for that.
See, Greg Gabriel noted that the actual, just to his eye,
the velocity, right?
Ball's not coming out of his hand hard.
There were way more ducks than I expected to see. But you know what?
You know,
we've
done this before, this Tom Brady's finish thing.
We did it in the Super Bowl for 30 minutes.
Well, and Edelman wasn't there.
At some point, it's right.
No, at some point, it's right. But he looks pretty damn good finding Gronk.
Remember,
he was off with Hogan. He was off with Cooks. He was off with the new guys.
You were in KC a couple of years. Wasn't that game in KC, that Monday night game when the Chiefs destroyed him?
I was there.
Right? Okay. And the next week they came back and beat the hell out of somebody and won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they didn't lose the rest of the year after that drubbing at Arrowhead on Monday Night Football. And then, I mean, the Chiefs played him tough, kind of, in the playoff game when everybody was hurt. Like, Andy Reid's a damn good coach.
Yeah, he is. He's a great game planner.
Yeah.
Oh, man, the design. There was one of the Kareem Hunt touchdowns where he drops out into the flat and he goes between the tackle and the guard, and there were two wideouts. I think one of them might have been a tight end, wide left, and they bring their men in, and it's also a little pick. Just stuff like that. Just ingenious design.
They kept running that play call that I'm surprised more teams don't do to Travis Kelce, where it's basically a shuffle pass, but he's such an athletic tight end, he's good with yards after the catch, because what's beautiful about that play is it can't be a fumble. It's kind of like a handoff, but it gets the ball to your best player, because if he drops it, it's an incomplete pass, right? So it's a no-risk play. But there's all this side-to-side movement with him and Tyreek Hill, and then on that play to Kareem Hunt that you're talking about, drops back to pass, everyone's up at the line of scrimmage, wide open for a 70-yard touchdown.
How about the throw from Alex Smith on the other Hunt touchdown, where he threads the needle, first looks off the first two guys who were covered, throws a beautiful pass.
Danny, give him the 30 plus yards stat that
you
had.
It was more than 30. It was Alex Smith had 275 plus yard passes last night. He had two in his previous 141 games in his NFL career.
Sounds like Alex Smith.
He doesn't usually do that.
He does not throw deep. He is the most conservative quarterback in the NFL. The Chiefs had three 90 plus yard drives last night. They had one last year. And Tom Brady has never lost a Patriots game at home when leading after halftime. He was 105-0.
A record number of yards against a Bill Belichick Patriots defense and points against a Bill Belichick.
They were also something like
that. Injury kills them.
Weren't they also 105-0 or something like that going into the fourth quarter with
That's what I just said.
After
halftime, if they had the lead at home, 105-0. It's insane. It was a historic beatdown, and they'll still probably win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? They'll say, okay, all right, you got us tonight. Now let's figure this thing out.
They'll come back and crush whoever they play next week.
And Eric Berry ruptured Achilles out.
Devastating.
Yeah. And he's how old now?
29.
Okay, because it becomes very difficult. That particular injury.
But there's Derek Johnson last night. It's a ruptured Achilles that he's come back from, and he's
there
last night.
It's hard as you get older, and that tendon gets more
turns
brittle.
29 this season.
Okay,
that's pretty old in football years.
The one I always remember is Marino. Marino was the first time because it didn't even look like he did much of anything when he ruptured his
Achilles. I thought you were going to say Dominique Wilkins.
No,
because I believe he and Gerald. He did it, and then both Wilkinses did it, and you remember like how long it took to regain what you remembered seeing, what you were supposed to see from a Wilkins brother.
Yeah, Derek Johnson came back, not the same explosiveness, right? Kobe came back, not the same explosiveness. Like, he'll be back. He's beaten tougher things than a ruptured Achilles, but will he be the same player against the run that he has been before? But it's just great to have football back. And then for it to not be predictable, it was great.
And for it to not be the Bears.
That helps.
That's what made last night enjoyable.
It's a loose definition of football, though. I don't really say football's back. What are you watching? You're the Bears?
Right.
It was an entertaining game, and it didn't involve the Bears. So that made it rather pleasant, actually.
But hey, the Chiefs were a bigger underdog to the Patriots than the Bears are to the Falcons. Come on, Dan, any given Sunday.
Yeah.
Everybody's 0-0.
I know,
I'm lying.
Did you guys hear the rap that the Bears tweeted out? Have you heard this?
The rap?
Yeah. Somebody named A-List Music. It's actually got pretty good flow, Dan. A lot of good internal rhyme.
The Bears
going
are
on.
Endorsing this?
The Bears, well, because it endorses the Bears.
Sure.
Like, I don't know when the last time you heard NFL guard play get referenced in a rap song, but you're about to, Mr. Man. Here, check this out.
Another year, another crime. Open it Sunday, baby. What's on your mind? This is the shy. Opponents, they know it's real. We're welcoming in the Falcons. They're visiting Soldier Field. Jacket, we got some players. I want you to get to know them, son. Falcons, if you ain't focused, then you'll be holding that 0-1. We love to rumble round here. This is the jungle. Falcons versus Bears don't sound fair. Get it? You got your tickets? If not, don't trip, kid. Turn on your mega screen. Here in 2017, we're expecting some better things. Jordan Howard breaking defenders down with his cutbacks. Floyd Hicks and Young racking up sacks. No one there. Eddie's got they back, and Freeman's on the attack. When the defense is on the string, ain't no way to compete with that. Meanwhile, Josh and Cody protected Mike, so he can deliver strikes to Kendall Wright and Kevin White. Moving at the speed of light, it's time to tear it down. You ready? Let's hear it now. Welcome everybody, week one, let's bear it down. It's time to tear it down. You ready? Let's hear it now. Welcome everybody, week one, let's bear it down.
Let's go. All right.
Josh and Cody.
Yeah, but
I didn't think it was going to get a second spin. That took me by surprise.
Burns is a hip hop fan. It's pretty good. It's well executed.
The production values are high.
I
will say that.
The flow, the band's flow is pretty solid.
But you can't. But Kevin White and Speed of Light, I will not give you.
Kendall Wright.
Yeah, but if you do like Kevin White with the speed of Vegemite, you might be. I don't know where you go.
Parody song version of A-List Music. Right. Do you think that two guards have ever been checked in a rap song before?
No.
But Josh and Cody protected Mike.
Right in the video, there's a cutaway of them like,
yeah, we're very tough.
So maybe Kobe and Derek Fisher or something.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah, offensive line play.
Yeah, there's no Kyle Long in there. They went Josh and Cody and no tackles. And, you know, just screw them.
They focused on Josh sitting in Cody Whitehair.
You couldn't get Grissu in there.
They made a rap song.
I love that the Bears endorse it. Yeah. It just fits in really with everything that they do. I mean, every time the coach speaks, he lies. Every time the GM speaks, he lies. Every time the players talk, they have to lie.
Vic Fangio said it yesterday.
But Vic Fangio tells the truth.
He's not going to be the same player.
And you can't trust anything these people say about injuries. It's like, this is your training and medical staff. You're going to take everything with a grain of salt.
He took out his own doctors.
He is incapable of lying.
Yeah.
That's why he's not a head coach, probably. But he's
like
just
Jim Carrey and liar. Like the pen is blue.
No, he's just great. Not fit in with the program. Everyone else lies. Everyone across the board. No one will. And the players are afraid to say anything because they see what the coach and GM
say. Except Josh Bellamy. Josh Bellamy putting it out there. He's going to show the haters.
What did he say?
You didn't hear him yesterday?
No.
Oh. We've got the sound in there somewhere where Josh Bellamy put it out there about the only people who haven't played the game don't know, and he's going to show everybody.
Good for them.
He's Josh Bellamy. Oh, like, dude, you are a
with Mike Glennon throwing the ball.
Fifth wide receiver on a team with no wide receivers.
Right.
And you don't have any haters. No one knows who you are. And you can't catch.
Right,
you
know, just remember the drop.
You know what you sound like? You sound like a Josh Bellamy hater.
There you go.
Classic. Yeah. That's a classic Josh Bellamy hater profile. Yeah, right
fill
there.
Out the bingo card, right? But Josh Bellamy was the guy that showed him every the first day of camp. He's on the hoverboard. He's got the Josh Bellamy T-shirt on. Remember, he's got five different Josh Bellamy T-shirts.
My favorite that's Josh Bellamy moment last year was when he jumped for a ball he didn't have to jump to and then dropped it. Remember that?
Yeah, hit him right in the stomach.
On the sideline. Yeah. He's like, let me jump for this. I didn't have to, and I'm not going to catch it anyway.
Shouldn't you accomplish something in life? Before you're allowed to put yourself on your own T-shirt, I mean, shouldn't there be some level?
I don't know.
There's no level at all.
I don't know.
Just five T-shirts. Five different five t-shirts is a line. Is a line of Josh kind of Bellamy's shirts.
He's an NFL player, Rosner. What'd you ever do?
Nothing.
His face is also not on a T-shirt.
I'd buy a Rosner T-shirt.
The line of Rosner T-shirts.
We know you would.
All the vending pictures that I have. Would you buy one of those?
I love
it. Those are great.
I texted him. I was telling Christine, I'm like, yeah, Barry was a vendor. No way. And so I texted, we're at the game. I requested, and I saw one that I've always seen, but then you gave me another one, which was
gave
gold.
You the one where I'm pouring a beer and I'm watching the game at the same time.
And all of them, you're watching the game. In every single one of them, unsurprisingly, Rosner's watching the game. Were you a bad vendor as you watched the game?
You can't be if you want to make money.
No, I was pretty aggressive, but there were times, like during the NLCS in 84, I did not make as much as I probably should have because I wasn't missing any of those pitches.
Yeah.
There's no way I was turning my back.
I was
back
in those stands. I'm sure you walked right by me. I was not old enough to purchase a beer at that point.
I'd have sold it to you.
Yeah.
But that's the payoff for doing a job like that, is like you actually get to be in the building, too.
83 All-Star game at Comiskey. I was behind the plate the whole game. If you watch highlights of the Freddie Lynn Grand Slam and all the other, there's a good chance you're going to see me in some of those highlights. But no, I mean, I think you should have to do something, really, before you just get to create your own T-shirt line. I don't know what that level of success ought to be.
I don't know, but he's got a friend who's a T-shirt designer in St. Petersburg, and they put this thing together.
Somebody fund this? Can you imagine selling that to somebody? All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to sell a lot of T-shirts with my face on them. It's going to be really popular.
Nobody knows who I am. Not even fans in the city in which I play. Because he can walk down the street, nobody knows who he is, unless he's wearing his "I'm Josh Bellamy." I think that's the point.
It actually says "I'm Josh Bellamy."
Yeah, the problem is nobody else can really wear that, right?
Right. Yeah, you can't make a ton of money. Although I guess now that we're talking about, I would buy an "I'm Josh Bellamy" T-shirt. Why not? Gotta support him.
Where would you wear it?
here.
I wear to work. Yeah,
just, he'd wear it, the answer is Venice.
Yeah, wear it, yeah. Yeah, my honeymoon.
They're probably relatively rare, so that's kind of cool.
That's
I
what
guess.
I'm saying. Vintage. They're saying that Rosner is closer to a Hall of Fame somewhere than Josh Bellamy ever will be.
That's true.
My uniform's in the Hall of Fame.
His vendor uniform is there.
In a display case in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
So you're there. You're in.
All right, make yourself a t-shirt.
Just like that.
What do you guys have today?
We're busy. We've got Olin Krutz at 1:40. We have Chris Bryant at 2 o'clock. Zach Zaidman will have a Bears report around 3. We will do In Other News and Spray to All Fields at 4. Brian Billick is going to talk NFL with us. His first hit for this season is at 5. We'll do It's On at 5:30 and a whole lot more.
Sounds good. It's Bernstein and Goff with Barry Rosner filling in on the Score.
Former Bears head coach Dave Wannstedt talks football with the Mully and Hanley Show every Tuesday morning, live in studio at 7:40 a.m. Plus, see Dave live on the Score's Facebook page.
Trubisky is the future. Maybe Mark Sanchez and him, maybe there is a connect. Ryan Pace is going to keep this kid because they want him to develop.
Dave Wannstedt with Mully and Hanley on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. The strange case of Ezekiel Elliott got even stranger this week, several days after it was revealed that the main NFL investigator on the case had serious doubts about the testimony of Elliott's alleged victim in his domestic violence case. The NFL's arbitrator upheld Elliott's 6-game suspension. Then, the NFL, in a lengthy statement, announced that Elliott would be allowed to play in Sunday's opener against the Giants because arbitrator Harold Henderson hadn't ruled until Wednesday, and the judge hearing Elliott's request for a restraining order against the league asked for more time to make his decision. And yet, the judge is scheduled to rule today, before Sunday's game. Curiouser and curiouser. The only thing that's certain is this. If the judge rules against the NFL, it is another black eye for a league that can't seem to get anything quite right. I'm John Feinstein.
Weighing your options for college, Moraine Valley Community College makes a quality education affordable. By completing the first 2 years of your bachelor's degree at Moraine Valley, you'll save thousands of dollars on tuition and room and board. That's book smart and business savvy. Check out their low tuition and learn about the financial aid and available scholarships that make them even more affordable at morainevalley.edu/register. Moraine Valley Community College, rock solid since 1967.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You are in the driver's seat, in complete control, in life and on the road. Your driving record is impeccable, and for this, you are greatly rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive. You use your savings to buy a World's Best Driver t-shirt. It runs a little small.
The more righteous you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it!
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
They're not going to think about the plays that you made. They're going to think about the touchdowns and the money that you left on. Exactly. Especially with this team. It's not like you're going to get other shots. Like Drew Brees comes off the field like, all right, it'll be there. We'll be fine. Mike Glennon comes off the field. That might be the one or two that you may get all day long.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You saw it. I saw it. Bears fans saw it. You know what you're looking at. And yet, John Fox has been, I don't know if he's been put in this position by Ryan Pace, but the position he's in is to try to sell you that Mike Lennon is all about hope. Mike Lennon, it is his year.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I think the Bears have a good defense and will have a good defense. Issues in the secondary, sure, we know those.
Still worried about that with some of the quarterbacks they face early. Still worried about that.
Nobody's been able to run on them.
That helps.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. For the Reagan family, fighting for justice.
We have a goal here, to put an end to blood on these streets.
Protecting the innocent.
We're just supposed to sit back and allow a young boy to get abused.
Not on my watch.
And keeping their city safe.
My job is to get a dangerous killer off the streets.
We're the ones on the front lines.
Is all in a day's work.
30,000 cops in the city. You never know when one's going to be watching you.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Bears tight end Zach Miller.
Would you describe the locker room as angry?
Respect is something you have to earn. Expectations aren't that high for us. That's kind of the way I think underdogs got to like things. We're excited that it's finally here and we can do it for real. We just got to put the work in and hopefully go out Sunday and do our thing.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
1.7 million spectators, over 40,000 runners and 12,000 volunteers. The Bank of America Chicago Marathon is an incredible celebration. But it's also a meaningful boost to our city. Through the race, we generated nearly $300 million last year, supporting our local businesses and our charities. Because when this city runs, it thrives. Join us on Sunday, October 8th for the 40th Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Bank of America. Life. Better connected. Copyright 2017 Bank of America Corporation.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Integrity Windows and Doors from Marvin, built to perform.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Today's Friday for us.
There's a new and seems to be record-breaking hurricane heading right toward Florida and Puerto Rico and other places. We'll see what happens. We'll know in a very short period of time, but it looks like it could be something that will be not good. Believe me, not good.
Friday.
It's hard to picture Mike Montgomery not being given more starts.
He was outstanding. That might have been his best moment as a Cub last night.
Here we go, Montgomery's pitch. A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time! And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
This is my day.
We're going to listen in on Skip's work here. Do you have a favorite player you've covered?
Take four. Well, my favorite wrestler is Roddy Piper.
Yeah, Roddy Piper. We got that. Yeah. Favorite play-by-play announcer?
He's probably John Sterling.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Let's get it going as we broadcast live from the Hyundai Studios, Hyundai, home of America's best warranty. The Bernstein and Goff Show with Barry Rosner sitting in today. We have stuff and things. Olin Krutz will preview the Bears and the Falcons at 1:40. Chris Bryant will join us at 2 o'clock to talk about a big stretch of upcoming games for the Cubs. Zach Zaidman will have a Bears report after practice at 3 o'clock hour sometime around there. In other news at 4, Brian Billick at 5. Okay, how we doing? He's going to join us then to talk some football. Then we'll do It's On at 5:30 when we tell you what we're going to be watching and why. It could be some surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. You email us at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live because we are streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting, sexting, 67011. The text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_Goff. He is at Barry Rosner. I am at Dan_Bernstein. We are on Instagram. You can go to at Bernstein Goff Show. There is our website, BernsteinandGoffShow.com, for podcasts and all that. The Facebook page, like the 670 The Score page. You can interact there. You can also watch at 670thescore.com and at watch 670thescore.com and at Facebook Live. The video stream brought to you by American Needle and directed by Brian Gertz.
Well, he won championships multiple times, led all kinds of teams to the postseason multiple times. Cardinals, A's, White Sox, he led them into the postseason.
83 team, that's right.
Yeah, and he won the Manager of the Year awards with all three of those teams, with the Sox in 83.
83.
Nicely done. The producer, he's back. He's Nick Shepkowski.
Finally, I ask the same question to Sloan. What does this night mean to American tennis?
I mean, it couldn't really get any better than this, could it?
Sloan Stephens through to the U.S. Open final.
Yeah, that is Madison.
Yeah, that's Madison Keys, though, is the only problem there. But thanks for calling. On the board is Anthony Gill.
One of the best receiving black backs in football.
That's a long list. This segment brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Let's get you updated on the Bears, then get you updated in full.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Join the Bears for a day of music, food, football, and fun at the Miller Lite Bears Block Party in Logan Square, September 9th. Visit ChicagoBears.com for details. Hello, I'm Zach Zabin. Here's the latest from Hallis Hall.
I think teams that, you know, have held them to 30 or thereabouts, you know, have had opportunities to win, and that's going to be our objective. There's a lot of ways to reach that. And obviously, on defense, you know, is either take the ball away on downs or turnovers, and that's going to be critical.
If John Fox's Bears hold the Falcons to 30 points, that would be nearly 4 points below their scoring average last season, when Atlanta led the league by averaging just about 34 per game. And keep this in mind, the Bears tied the all-time record with a league-low 11 takeaways last year, while the Falcons were tied with the Patriots for the fewest turnovers in the NFL last season.
You know, obviously, you want to try to get them one-dimensional, and then the problem is, once you get them one-dimensional, that dimension's pretty good.
Over the past 2 years, Julio Jones and Devontae Freeman are ranked 1-2 in scrimmage yards. This is the Bears Daily Update, with Bears news every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Scoreboard update.
It's 1:31 in the Northwestern Football Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back. Bring your family out to a game this season. Family plans start at $89 and are on sale at nusports.com. Cubs and Brewers at Wrigley Field tonight. John Lackey on the mound for this one. He's coming off his best start of the year. Cubs have won 7 of the first 12 games between the teams this season, outscoring the Brewers 63-57. Northsiders currently have a 5-game lead in the NL Central over both the Brewers and Cardinals. Pre-game with Mark Grody starts tonight at 6:30 here on The Score. The White Sox will open a weekend set against the Giants tonight at Guaranteed Rate Field. It's the first time the two teams have faced each other since 2014. Sox lead the interleague play series 7-3. Lucas Giolito making his fourth start on the year. Matt Moore will go for the Giants. Prior to tonight's game, the Sox purchased the contracts of right-handed pitchers Al Albuquerque and Chris Voltsad from AAA Charlotte. First pitch from the south side tonight at 7:10. The Bears are getting set to open their season at Soldier Field on Sunday against Atlanta. Kyle Long, Pernell McPhee, and wide receiver Marcus Wheaton are all questionable for this one. Cornerback Prince Amukamara is doubtful. Head coach John Fox also says McPhee will be on what he's calling a pitch count on Sunday.
Well, I think anybody that hasn't played in a game yet is obviously on a pitch count. I don't know that's due to his health as much as just, you know, he hasn't played in the game a lot. So I don't know what that'll be, but I don't think he'll play every single play we have out there on defense, nor will very many of our guys, I think.
Elsewhere in the NFL, Chiefs safety Eric Berry done for the season with a ruptured Achilles. The NFL has suspended Josh Brown for 6 more games following an additional evidence of domestic violence. Bulls announcing Cameron Payne has had successful surgery on his foot. He'll be out 3 to 4 months. The team will start their training camp on Monday, September 25th with their annual media day. Tune into the Xfinity Cubs radio network for first pitch at 7:05 tonight, sponsored in part by White Castle. Try any 2 Belgian waffle sliders for only $4. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the home for the Ford Built Tough Bears Mondays, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley breaking down the Bears-Falcons game and continuing coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment is brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. Boy, we got a lot to do today, a lot of football and plenty of baseball, because this is a fascinating stretch of games for the Cubs. You don't want to put too much pressure on them, but you can kind of start to put this thing away if you get out there a little bit and step on the gas a little bit.
Yeah, I have no fear of the Brewers whatsoever. I do not.
Or the
Cardinals. They're both bad. You know, not that the Cubs are playing great, because I mean they don't have to.
All right, Olin Krutz is going to join us. He's a big part of the Scores Bears coverage as one of the post-game stalwarts on these airwaves. He's going to be a part of this show as well, and he's going to have thoughts for you next on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It's a critical weekend for the Cubs as they battle for the division with the Brewers.
Still going. That ball is gone.
Listen to every game right here, day through Sunday, on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And the Cubs win!
Chicago's official radio home of the defending world champion Chicago Cubs.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Before you lies a beautiful meadow. In that meadow, Progressive Direct has placed its auto insurance rates alongside those of competitors. You select the lowest rate and feel a great sense of calm. A great sense of...
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates so you can rest easy. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you're at the Bears game, concessions aren't just concessions. They're a way to re-energize after you've cheered so hard your face is bluer than the jersey you're wearing. And with the Chicago Bears PNC Visa debit card, you'll unlock special discounts, like 20% off concessions at the game, so you'll never run out of energy.
Visit PNC.com/Chicago Bears card for details. An annual fee of $10 will be assessed to the primary checking account associated with the card. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horowitz, Horowitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legal advice.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
They're not going to think about the plays that you made. They're going to think about the touchdowns and the money that you left on. Exactly. Especially with this team. It's not like you're going to get other shots. Like Drew Brees comes off the field like, all right, it'll be there. We'll be fine. Mike Glennon comes off the field. That might be the one or two that you may get all day long.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You saw it. I saw it. Bears fans saw it. You know what you're looking at. And yet, John Fox has been, I don't know if he's been put in this position by Ryan Pace, but the position he's in is to try to sell you that Mike Glennon is all about hope. Mike Glennon, it is his year.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I think the Bears have a good defense. And will have a good defense. Issues in the secondary, sure, we know those.
Still worried about that with some of the quarterbacks they face early. Still worried about that.
Nobody's been able to run on them.
That helps.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
/Chicago.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Let's go with the lineups. You got Olin Krutz, the Hawaiian heartthrob.
Olin Krutz.
Up front, Olin Krutz, the 6-time Pro Bowler.
14-year NFL veteran.
Olin Krutz was a warrior. He embodies what a football player is.
6-time Pro Bowler and 4-time NFL All-Pro.
Touchdown!
Who was that lead blocker?
Olin Krutz with a block.
The old veteran comes out there, cuts the defender off of his feet.
670 The Score football analyst.
We all know that talent is the biggest X factor in all of this, but what is leadership? Who is leading the team? No one really knows, but a locker room that has it, they know.
Olin Krutz.
The conversation is about the toughest guy in the room. Olin Krutz is being talked about.
Olin Krutz with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
You can always hear Olin Krutz after Bears games on these airwaves. You can hear him here throughout the week on these airwaves as he is right now with us. Olin Krutz on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. It is upon us. It seems like it was an awful long time ago that we were talking football, and soon we're going to be midway through the season, and we're going to wonder what the hell's going on with the Bears. Because this first stretch, oh, you're looking at these first four games, and this, it really is daunting. I mean, even if they catch breaks, it's going to be hard for them to come out of this 2-2, isn't it?
Yeah, and if you look at their schedule, Dan, I mean, I don't look at the schedule and say, well, there's a win for the Bears, because they're just not, they haven't proven to be a good team yet. So you're right. If they come out of it 2-2, that would be a win if you're a Bears fan and if you're part of the Bears organization, because it's going to be a tough stretch for them.
Olin, what do you make of the offensive line at this point? Obviously not having seen them in a real NFL game.
I thought Bobby Massey played well in preseason. I thought, you know, moving Cody Whitehair around was a mistake. I think he could be one of the best centers in the NFL, and they should leave him where he's at. But, you know, I worry about them missing Kyle Long for a long time, because he hasn't practiced in a while. And it just seems like when he talks, he's really worried about his body and where he's at and how he feels and if he'll ever be back to the player he was. So you lose a guy like Kyle Long, and, you know, their guard, their interior three was something I think that a lot of Bears fans are looking forward to watching, because probably would have been, with a healthy Kyle Long, the best interior three in the NFL. And now, you know, if Compton starts there or to start Grissou and move Whitehair over, you know, it just leaves kind of a hole there, a left guard that, you know, if you pay a lot of money for a young left guard and you think he's going to be there for 10 years and maybe miss a game or two.
When you hear a really good player like Kyle Long, someone who's established in this league, a Pro Bowler, say the kind of things that he did, what signal does that send to you when he talks about not being able to go out there unless he's really who he thinks he should be?
Really worried about that, because I imagine, I don't know Kyle really well, but you know, really good players can play a little nicked up and still play at a high level, and he's talking like he's only, you know, 60 or 70% of himself, which has to worry you, because he's been out for a while, and it's had time to rehab, and he had the whole off season off, and he's still injured. So it makes you wonder, you know, how's his body responding to whatever rehab he's doing, and just a little worried about him, and hope he comes back, because, you know, as an O-line fan, I loved watching him play, and he's dominant and, you know, a genetic freak and all the things you're looking for in a left guard or a right guard. And now he just doesn't sound like he's feeling like himself, like he said, and it doesn't sound like he's very confident in the road and the path he's on, because we haven't seen him on the field in full pads and since he beat up his teammates in the huddle.
It looks like the Bears' offense is going to be shallow in that there aren't going to be a lot of opportunities to try to take the top off of defense. They don't have wide receivers with speed other than maybe Deontay Thompson, if he's gonna try to get outside and maybe get a one-on-one matchup. But it looks to me, and maybe I'm underthinking it, but they're going to see eight-man boxes, they're going to see press coverage, they're going to see stacked-up lines, and they're going to dare Mike Glennon to try to do something to get them out of it. Do you see the same thing as I do at this point?
I do. I you know, and you know, it's almost like, and I've played on teams like that before, where you look up and, you know, as a center, you're trying to make a mic point, and everything looks like goal line, and you can't tell who the linebackers and who the safeties are, because everybody's so damn close to the line of scrimmage. So, yeah, I mean, if they can't stress the defense, and I think they're thinking that hopefully this Marcus Wheat thing comes back and he can be the guy. I think he averaged 17 yards a carry last year. But right now, no. And it worries you, Dan, when Dow Logan says we need Kevin White to be our number one wide receiver instead of just saying he is our number one wide receiver, which tells me they don't have a number one wide receiver. So, yes, people are going to try to take Howard away, which they would have anyway. But, you know, I don't know. They don't have anybody stretching defense, and they're going to be looking at, you know, it's like they're going to be in the red zone on every play.
And the problem is you can't really move the launch point much with Mike Glennon because of his limitations athletically. You know, sometimes if they're all right up on you, you can use misdirections. You can use waggle actions and bootlegs, rollouts, and change things. And I just don't see them having that flexibility as long as he's there.
Yeah, they're going to have to be able to run against an eight-man box. And Howard proved sometimes last year that he could. And Sitton and Whitehair and Massey and Leno and whoever's on their left guard, probably Compton, you know, they did a pretty good job last year sometimes. Not those guys, but when people knew they were going to run the ball anyway. So They're going to have to be able to run the ball when everybody in the stadium knows they're going to run the ball, and then try to get the safety to bite on a boot or a naked, and we'll see what happens there. But you're right. That is a big worry, you know, after losing Cam Meredith, that they don't have anybody to stretch the defense or anybody for the safety to worry about back there. You know, hopefully Miller at tight end can scare people a little bit, but if not, they will be looking at 8-9-man boxes most of the year.
What do you think of the Bears' starting tackles?
You know, I thought Bobby Massey ended the year strong. I think Charles Leno is a young player who's getting better. I don't think they have an elite tackle by any means. I think that, you know, if you're talking about if they're in the, you know, top five of the draft again, there's an elite tackle there. I think they take him because they probably have two guys who are, you know, average or above average. So, but young guys who are still developing. I don't want to just say that they're not going to get better, but I don't think they're, you know, they're not Joe Thomas, but nobody is by any means.
They kept a fullback, and that's why when you said they're going to have to run against an 8-man box, we didn't see much of fullback Michael Burton during the preseason, 6 feet tall, 240 pounds. And as much as that position is, That position's been phased out, but maybe the Bears were kind of sandbagging a little bit, then maybe there's a package of plays that they're going to show us with this guy. Are we talking about, you know, in the hole, isolating a linebacker and attacking him like a Corey Schlesinger kind of thing?
Yeah, I think their run game, I think they want to go more to a zone run game with the fullback leading up in the hole and getting defenses to, you know, run and try to cut off the backside and have like a one-cut system like the old Denver Broncos, Alex Gibbs, when he was at the Atlanta Falcons. And I think that's what they want to do in boot and naked, like you talked about, and run a lot of waggles and those kind of things. So, yes, a fullback would fit in well there. And like you said, I mean, you might as well put a fullback in the game when everybody knows you're going to run the ball and get yourself an extra blocker who's 6 feet, 250 pounds and put a hat on somebody.
What do you make of Tariq Cohen at this point?
You know, I just, when guys are young and, you know, to be honest with you, you know, as much football as I played, I don't make anything out of preseason, to be honest with you. I don't really get much out of it because, you know, deep corners are not game planning. But he looked like he could make guys miss in space. And he was even, you know, shocking to me with his size. He was hitting the hole pretty hard. When they're giving the ball and Howard was out, so he was very impressive in preseason. You know, you have to at least say that. But we'll see now. I mean, you know, every time he's in a game, Howard has to come out. So I don't know if that's good or bad for the Bears.
And we talk about this stuff as if it's in a vacuum sometimes, when really we know that regardless of the game plan going in, it's all going to be affected by score and situation. And the best laid plans, if the Bears find themselves against the offense as explosive as that of the Falcons, if it's they start in the second half and you're down 17, I don't know if there's a next gear. I don't know if Dowell Loggins can say, okay, I know we wanted to do this, but now it's time to do this to get us back in this game. Do they have the flexibility? And I guess the real question is, do they have anybody that say, look, this guy can score? If we get the ball in his hands, we find a way. I don't see those guys. I don't know who scores when you need a guy to make a play.
No, they don't. You know, they haven't shown to have any of those guys right now, Dan. You know, that's why you're worried about it, because if they go down by 17 against the Falcons, I mean, I think most people turn the TV off because you just don't think they can come back from that. So you're right, and you know, we're all hoping they prove us wrong and find some young guy out there that plays like a Tariq Cohen, who you know, you throw him a screen or get him out of space, and he makes a few guys miss and goes all the way, and then you say, man, we finally got a young guy here who's dangerous, who people are scared of. So we don't see that right now. You know, it's their first game, but when you look at it on paper, I mean, they go down by 17, and you know, Vic Beasley and the boys are coming off the edge on Leno and Massey, and they're just rushing the passer. Well, it's going to be tough for the Bears. And, you know, they picked up Dontari Poe, and there's a matchup I'm going to love to watch on Sundays, Dontari Poe versus Cody Whitehair, two of the best in the business going at it. So it's a tough matchup this week. I mean, especially for a team trying to find an identity. You get the Atlanta Falcons, who on paper, if they stay 100% healthy, might be back in the Super Bowl again.
Dan said it before, it's going to be hard for this team to score. What's your confidence level in Mike Glennon at this point?
You know, I don't know, you know, like I said about preseason, but he looked great against Tennessee. I mean, he's a tall guy, sitting in the pocket. He took some shots and delivered the ball. Now, you know, I'm watching to see how he adjusts in games, if he starts to recognize defenses, if he recognizes blitzes, if he puts the line on the right guys. How's his leadership in games? You know, does he keep battling? Does he keep fighting? Does he keep his team together? Does he keep them moving in the right direction? So, my confidence in Glennon right now, I mean, you know, like I said, I don't put much stock in preseason, but I really like the way he looked against Tennessee, and I like the way he led his team out there that week against Dick LeBeau and his defense, who we all know is a very, very good defense coordinator.
Where are the turnovers going to come from the Bears defensively? Obviously, you envision the Leonard Floyd strip sack and knocking the ball out of somebody's hand, but at some point the secondary has got to get more deflections, more hands on passes, and more opportunities to try to get the ball back to the offense, because last year it didn't happen at all, and it killed them. It just, these games just slowly bled away with teams imposing their will and the Bears unable to respond.
Yeah, and I don't know what you guys thought, but I thought Floyd looked great in preseason.
I agree.
Coming off the edge, and I thought the tackles who were blocking him most of the time were holding. I mean, that's how well he was coming off that edge. And I really like Willie Young, and I like Eddie Goldman when he's healthy coming up the middle. And Akeem Hicks is, well, you know, he's a monster himself. He's throwing one on lineman on the ground at least every game on his back. So I think that if they start getting turnovers, so I think it's those four guys, you know, putting pressure on the quarterback, making him get the ball out earlier than he wants, causing a fumble, and then maybe the guys in the back can feed off of those guys. But I think those guys are going to have to be their engine on defense. They're going to have to be the guys, you know, actually I think those four guys have to be their engine for the whole team, you know, and dominate games and dominate the offensive line they're going against, and put the quarterback under a lot of pressure. And that's why I think Pernell McPhee is important for him to get healthy, because, you know, those guys, Willie Young and Floyd, can't play the whole game. So they're going to need a break sometimes. And we all know Pernell McPhee, when he is healthy, is very good. But it was funny to hear Fox say that he's on a pitch count, because, well, he's been on a pitch count since he arrived.
Olin, thank you as always. We'll be listening after the game.
I appreciate it, guys.
That is Olin Kreutz. He is actually going to air on 670thescore.com after this game due to Cubs baseball. But the pre- and post-game shows are going to be out. You can go join them live Sunday from the Bracket Room. It's 1315 South Halsted in University Village. The pregame show kicks off at 9 a.m. Hub Arkish, Patrick Manley, Dan Pompey. And then when the game is over, it's Hub with Big Cat Williams and Olin. And the Bracket Room features more than 50 TVs, 40 draft beers, and upscale bar food.
So, injury report is in, Dan?
Yes.
Prince Amukamara is almost certainly out. He did not participate. Limited, Kyle Long, Marcus Wheaton, Pernell McPhee, so they are questionable. Full participation, Bullard, Acho, and McManus.
This segment brought to you by GilletteOnDemand.com. 40 million Americans wake up to a Gillette shave. Gillette's working to bring you America's number one shave for less. Go to GilletteOnDemand.com and get every fourth order free. Chris Bryant of the Chicago Cubs will join us next on The Score.
Bears fans, stick around, because you're listening to Bears Friday on The Score. All day today, we'll be talking to Bears experts and special guests to get you ready for the game. And it's only right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
When Flo flows, she flows in the know. My ruminates, the wraiths, shown them all, I heed the call. Seeing the rest, I choose the best. Sometimes it's ours, sometimes it's not. When the fox walks, is it called a fox trot? That's a real question.
Compare Progressive direct rates with competitors' rates. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sheets are important. I know you don't think about them a lot, and you chuckle when I say that, but they really are important, because you're spending a third of your life in those sheets, and that's what comes in contact with you, and it can make a big difference if you're sleeping in good sheets rather than not so good sheets. But you worry about it, 'cause like, oh boy, because I don't know Egyptian cotton thread count and all this, and going to these different specialty stores. You don't have to. Because there's Brooklinen. And the founding story of Brooklinen is a great story. It's a husband and wife team. And in 2014, they stayed at a hotel somewhere, a nice hotel on nice sheets, and they loved the sheets. And they asked the hotel, I said, hey, where can we get these? We want to buy these sheets for ourselves. And it turned out it was nearly impossible for them to actually find that simple pair of sheets so they could have it for themselves. So They said, you know what? Why don't we create a company that is going to cut all the BS out of finding luxury sheets instead of making it some sort of silly game? Make it simple. And that's what they did. Brooklinen now cuts out all the unnecessary markups and manufacturing waste. And they offer exquisite designs and exceptional savings across their collection. They're great sheets. And they sent them over. We put them right on. And they're fabulous. And I'm not easy to please when it comes to stuff like that. But these are great. You can try them. You'll love them. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer just for you for listening. You get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code DAN at Brooklinen.com. In fact, Brooklinen is so confident you'll love your new sheets, they're going to offer you a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters, so there's no reason not to give these sheets a try. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code DAN, D-A-N, at brooklinen.com, B-R-O-O-K-L-I-N-E-N.com, promo code DAN. Brooklinen, these are the best sheets ever.
It came in the mail. The return address, the IRS.
This can't be good.
You open it, and sure enough, it is.
Oh, no.
You feel flushed.
I'm starting to sweat.
And you set it off to the side.
I hope it goes away.
Your second notice arrives.
Oh, no.
You feel flushed.
I'm sweating.
And you set it off to the side.
Maybe it'll go away.
Your third notice arrives.
Oh, no.
Break the cycle. Settle your IRS debt. Call Mary Karpowitz, CEO of Comprehensive Tax Solutions, at 708-478-6652. That's 708-478-6652. Don't lose sleep anymore. Stop the letters. In most cases, you don't even have to talk to the IRS. Mary does it for you. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, if your wages are being levied, if the IRS has filed a lien against you, or if you owe payroll taxes, call Mary Karpowitz, 708-478-6652. Mary has been serving the community for over 25 years. For a free consultation, call Mary Karpowitz at Comprehensive Tax Solutions right now at 708-478-6652. Visit resolveyourtaxproblems.com. Call now, 708-478-6652.
one 877